I'm Angelo Acerbi. I'm here with other guests from the Final Cut in Venice, number 3. The first of which is Talal Hadid from Morocco. Hello, Talal, how are you?
Hello.
And your movie, the movie that you presented in the program, was Out in the Field. Can you tell us something about this film?
The film is a project that I made over the course of 4 years while I was waiting for funding for another film.
So you didn't stay there waiting for nothing. I couldn't wait anymore.
And it's a small project that I did in a very remote farming community in the Atlas Mountains, Berber Amazigh community. And I lived with them. I would come back and forth, and I lived with them sometimes for 3-4 months. So it was a very long-term relationship, filming the life and rituals of this community.
And how did you get in touch with the Final Cut program?
I was screening my other fiction film, and I was... I think it was in India that I met one of the programmers, and then again in Milan was screening another project of mine, and I had spoken about this project, and then I had sent some samples, and so I was invited to submit to Final Cut.
And how was the experience for you so far?
It was great. I think it's a very, very important... how can I say, space for films and support for films from Africa and the Middle East. As we all know, it's very difficult for cinema globally, for filmmakers in Europe or the States. So imagine what it's like in quote-unquote southern countries, very difficult. So it's very good to have these spaces of support, and I think very, very important because... You know, for many reasons, not just in terms of new cinematic work, but also because, you know, politically, a lot of these countries are going through quite serious, tumultuous political situations. So it's important to also support the stories that are coming out from these places.
Okay, thank you very much, Talal. And we have another guest from... Sorry... I don't know how if I say the name right. It is Akar Abdul Qadir.
Akar Abdul Qadir.
Well, yeah, thanks. Hello, how are you? Thank you. Thank you for being here. Can you tell us something about your film as well?
فیلم هاوی بون به سال بار هاتیه چه گرن پشتی کو داعش هاتی سربازی رشنگاری دا گرتی لکردستان عراق او خلق آواره بوی دوشی کاراسات گلک او دی بویا بابت فیلم مجی کو خیزانه که آواره بیتن کل چی هایت منو پشتین یه کدش برسان برن عالی و ظلمت و تین کد خارنه بوی نونا و گرن و ویز زفر نکم پکه و بردام لگریان هم جیانه خل کم پید بورینه.
He says that he shot Habibun last year when ISIS attacked Sinjar in north of Iraq, Kurdistan, Iraq. After the attack of ISIS, many people, the Yazidi people, fled from the city to the mountain of Shingar, from there to the camps. In the film, he follows the story of a family which lost her son, who tried to find food for the family, but he never came back. And from there, he followed the story of this mother who tried to find her son and at the same time to try to keep the family together in the new environment of the camp.
How difficult it is to make movies in Iraq? Because Iraq was a country that was just added to the program this year. We didn't know that much.
Well, as a producer, I will answer you this time.
Okay, great.
It's very difficult to make films in Iraq generally, because there is no infrastructure of filmmaking or film industry, especially at that, our part in Kurdistan, Iraqi Kurdistan. But most of the filmmakers try to make film because there are a lot of untold stories they really want to tell. It's not a business, it's not an industry, it's telling the stories through these films, through the world.
A last question for Akar. Which are the next project, if you have any, that you're following besides this one?
چروکه دیگه هنر تو پشتیبی پروژه بردم بسیار.
پشتیبی چروکه که کو تاریخ خواهد بود یاری تا سال 1908 کل بیدم شرای عراق و ایران دست بکری. پشتی شرای واب کوتاهی هاتی سال 1908 بدم ای که هات لی دمی صدام یلک شلوت انفال آوادیجی کرد آکرین. و پشتی دیجی کرد آکرین کو کرد نمای ربوند کوچ کرد رئاسیل کردستان و عراق جبهه کرین. و گلک خز کسش ولات و داره خز بو کوچ کت خوب با وقت پروژه می دی اول.
This project is a film belongs to the 1982-88 when Saddam when Iraq and Iran was in a fight together in Iraqi Kurdistan. The stories of the film it's in Iraq Kurdistan after Saddam fled. Push the Kurdish people to run from Kurdistan and start to build his big castles in the mountain of Kurdistan. He followed such a film. He's trying to make a film about that.
Okay, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Salat.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.